A former Nanaimo education assistant has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for sexual offenses against three developmentally delayed teenagers. Glenn Masick, 46, had pleaded guilty in June to sexual assault and two counts of sexual interference with a person under the age of 16. This week, however, he was asked to enter his guilty pleas again after concerns were raised about alarming statements in the pre-sentence report about his lack of insight into, and his denial of, some of the offenses. Crown and defense presented a joint submission to the court, asking for the 6-year sentence in a federal penitentiary to get Masick the help he needs. In an agreed statement of facts, the court heard that Masick sexually assaulted an 18-year-old, first starting a conversation about sex, then performing oral sex on the teen. The offense took place sometime in 2018 or 2019. The court also heard that Masick took two students in his care, ages 14 and 15, fishing in May and June of 2021. Sometimes, they would fish. Sometimes, they would sit in Masick's van and watch pornography on his cell phone. Masick pulled down their pants and touched them and touched himself, says the statement. Crown prosecutor Joanna Simpson said the fact Masick was in a position of trust with all three complainants was an aggravating factor. They were children at the time and extremely vulnerable. Two of the victims were students in his care, she said. The pre-sentence report indicates Masick does not have insight into his offenses, said Simpson. He does not want to discuss the offenses, or the underlying causes and triggers. Masick said he does not recall initiating any sexual activity or performing any sexual acts on the 18-year-old. He admits he communicated with both younger victims by text message and made jokes that were sexual in nature, but he said he thought he was being funny. He also denied some of the offenses took place. I hope that this long period of incarceration will go some way to mitigate that concern, Simpson said. The pre-sentence report says Masick was sexually assaulted at age 13 or 14 and stopped attending high school because he was being bullied. His anxiety increased to the point that he couldn't be around crowds of people and, at times, he has been unable to work. Defense lawyer Stephen Litley said Masick never received treatment after he was sexually assaulted. Nothing was done for his suffering as a child and you can see it coming full circle now. The defense lawyer noted that although Masick's mother is of indigenous ancestry, he has no connection with his heritage. There will be programs and elders he can reach out to in prison, said Litley. In a victim impact statement, one teen wrote that he has a pain in his stomach when he thinks about what happened. I'm scared, he wrote. Every gray van I see, I worry that it's him. The 18-year-old, who can't read or write, said he felt ashamed about what happened with Masick. It didn't feel right. I went on the bus and cried the morning after it happened. His stomach is tied up in knots and he's thought about killing himself, he said. He also got sent home from work because he was crying. At the end of the hearing, Masick stood and apologized to his victims, saying, I'm sorry. I'm looking forward to getting help. Judge Justine Saunders ordered Masick to give a sample of his DNA. He is prohibited from being in a public space or working and volunteering with children under the age of 16 for 10 years. L. Dixon at TimesColumnist.com.